Here with Rick Neuheisel at the NFL Scouting Combine. And, of course, you know the Broncos head coach, Vance Joseph, pretty well. Coached him in his final year at CU. What kind of guy was he back then?
Oh, he's a great kid. It's fascinating for me because Matt Russell has a prominent role there with the Broncos as well, who also played there at CU. And both are great, great kids. Vance will be fantastic in this role. He deserves the opportunity. He was our backup quarterback back then. Cordell was our starter. But Vance soaked it all up, even though he was a senior and knew that his clock was ticking in terms of chances to play. Always wanting to learn, and I knew, as I'm sure everybody on the staff knew, that he was destined for big things.
Vance is from my hometown. We played basketball against each other in Biddy basketball. His father knew my father. So we saw each other every week, ever since I can remember playing organized sports with Little League football.
So he recruited you to come to see you?
He was my host. He was my host when I actually went on my trip. I didn't talk to him before that, but when I got there, he was my host. And to have someone from your hometown, literally less than 4 minutes away, literally, what more can you ask for? He was recruited highly by Coach Mack, and I was too as well the next year. And, you know, but he's a team guy. And I think that's what you saw in his interview when he talked about the team, is keeping the guys enthused, making it about the team, and making sure, you know, that they understand that it's about playing and keeping a positive energy to win.
Did you know maybe this guy could be a coach?
Well, I didn't know that he had the interest to be a coach. I knew he loved football. But, you know, thinking back to the athletes we had in Vance Joseph and Cordell, had we had the idea to do some of what this fast-paced, dual-threat quarterback stuff did. Now, we had the option plays whenever we'd see the appropriate defense, but we really could have used those guys' athleticism and maybe gotten that one more win. We lost that year to Nebraska in Lincoln and cost ourselves a chance for a national championship, so I blame the coaches.